ready, man. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you for your ongoing support. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sharon Heading. I am partnerships manager with Arts Council Wood Buffalo. I'm all about art.
There we go. And you also were all about traveling on a flight down to Tucson, the inaugural flight. That I and my Tanner was on as well.
I and my Tanner.
Yeah, we were on that flight as well. We had a great time in Tucson. We bumped into you a few times. So I wanted you to come on the show to talk a little bit about that trip before we get off into the randomness of I know where this conversation is going. How's your time in Tucson?
It was fabulous. For me, it was all about the arts.
Okay.
I went with my boss, Leanna Wilden, and we're building an art center here in Fort McMurray, an arts incubator. Mm. So we know that the arts are thriving in Tucson. So yeah. We wanted to see what they're doing that we can learn from.
Right.
What ideas maybe we had that weren't so smart because they weren't working someplace else. Or yeah. What were the things that they were doing that we hadn't even thought of.
Right.
So they embrace and support their local artists, which was fabulous.
They really do. They support everything local in Tucson.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Artists, food, you name it. They're just like, yeah.
Yeah, it was, well, we ran into you a couple of times. I think you were of the same mindset that we were.
Yeah.
We stayed in a local Airbnb so we could walk. Mm-hmm. I think the longest we had to walk was 18 minutes to the courthouse, the historic courthouse for one of the celebrations.
You must have been staying like right near us then because that's about the same for us. It took us about 20 minutes to walk to that little cafe near the courtshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great location. Yeah. We could walk to, I want to say north because in my mind it was north, but who knows. But, we could walk to the university campus, which was stunning, which took us through the student district. We could walk down to the courthouse, to the arts area where we ran into all those little shops and fabulous setup where, thrifted some things. I bought some things.
I'm wearing it right now. That's why for these episodes, I decided to dress in my Tucson gear. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I did. To our Christmas party, I wore a fabulous, I think I might even have owned it in the 1970s, but this fabulous outfit that I got in a little thrift store there. We went to art supply stores. We went to galleries, chucked out the local artists, found really fun little coffee shops. And it was, I found the people super welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature was right. I live in the cold. I'm not afraid to live in the cold. I love it, but it was nice to have a little break.
That's right.
A fabulous location, great people, quick flight.
Yeah.
And for us, that we did everything we set out to do, which was to really explore how they make the arts and culture a really big part of what they do.
Yeah. Well, I found when we were there, because we walked the whole time. This walked and we tried to get into every little store.
Us too.
And what I found is like you'd go into a store that was selling, I don't know, clothes, for example. And when you were talking to their staff, everybody was super friendly and like we let them know where we were from.
Yeah.
And then like they would chat with you, but they'd say like, oh yeah, like that painting on the wall is from a local artist. So although like their clothes may not be from Tucson, they had a painting or a picture on a wall which was from a local artist. Or they had like jewelry that fit the vibe of whatever they're selling and that was a local artist. Or we went to a number of different restaurants and they were telling us about like how like they weren't using flour, they were using corn from a local farmer. And so no matter what kind of store you went into, maybe retail, restaurant, art, there was some form of supporting local tied into that store or establishment, which was really, really interesting to see.
I know. I think we're very good at that here in Fort McMurray, vocal about local supporting our, I mean, we're on a bit of an island here, really. Yeah. We're just in trees instead of water.
That's right.
So we're really smart, I think, about that. And we can be even smarter about it.
Yeah.
But I think if there's ever a lesson to be learned, I mean, they're not in that isolated situation, but they're smart.
Yeah.
Like I said, everywhere you went, there was something. Now, I mean, obviously we were looking for that.
So that's
what we were going to find, but it didn't disappoint.
No.
Didn't disappoint.
And it wasn't hard to find at all.
That's right.
Couldn't throw a stone around there without hitting something fun to do.
No, it was fabulous. It was just right.
What we noticed, and I've been bragging about it since I came back, is we were in this roughly the same area as you, it sounds like. And what we recognized was that outside of the cutest Dairy Queen on the planet, like old school, I don't know if you walked by the Dairy Queen.
We saw it, yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a throwback to the 70s. Outside of that, we did not see another chain restaurant.
We didn't see another chain store.
That's right.
Like not a restaurant, not a business, not a cafe, nothing.
We saw one Starbucks.
Yeah.
That was it, by the university.
Right, yeah. Okay.
No, it was true. Now, there were certainly their chains like Charo and those kinds of places that where we ate there.
Yeah, El Charo, but that's local to
Tucson.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
McDonald's and Sonic, but, and they had it, but it was all so far away from
it. Wasn't in the downtown core, because like I love fast food. I love all type of food. But like we were looking, okay, like we wanted to go to In-N-Out Burger, which we got to. We wanted to go to McDonald's, which we didn't make it this time. But
Popeyes,
yeah. But they were on the outskirts, which I thought was such a cool concept in regards to they really wanted to support like local shops and owners.
One of the people
in the city core.
One of the people from like the Tucson, like that we met, one of the directors or somebody like that was telling me that Starbucks actually tried to open a store in their downtown core on 4th Street.
Yeah.
And all of the businesses on 4th Street said, absolutely not. You're not opening your chain coffee shop downstairs or downtown when we have 6 wonderful places to get coffee in walking distance of there. If you want to open a Starbucks, open it somewhere else in town. And they boycotted the Starbucks and it never opened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When we were headed towards the university, there was an art supply store there.
So,
there was a courtyard, and it was what we thought initially was part of like a condo complex, because that's what it looked like. And you know, I was thinking, oh, is this kind of a neat seniors idea,
or is it
student living or whatever? Mm-hmm. But it was, in fact, what had been some kind of a living situation, but it was turned in each little former apartment, condo, whatever it was turned into a restaurant or a shop, and then the center courtyard, people were having their lunch.
Oh, neat.
There was, we spent some time in there. It was really, and it was fun, funky little shops. And it was right off the street on your way to the university. So you could feel like you were part of that vibe.
That's right.
You weren't right out on the street.
That's right. Yeah. No, there are so many like little gems. Like we literally were maybe a 2 to 3 block walk away from campus. So like we were able to walk through and check it out. But the place we found you was really cool. I forget Artisans. Yeah. I forget what the title is.
We have a video coming up.
You'll see it. But it was really neat with all the little shops there. And then there was
these earrings there.
Nice. Then there was a really cool place that we found to eat and drink matcha tea called Time Market.
Oh, I didn't see
that. Oh, wow. It was the best.
We got the Dave Portnoy special.
That's right. So the reason we went there is because Dave Portnoy, hopefully I pronounced his name right, he does a show called One Bite Reviews, where he reviews pizza.
Oh, nice.
So he takes a few bites of the pizza, reviews it. So we're like, okay. And the pizza got a good ranking. But then they have a chocolate chip cookie, and he like ranked it off the charts. He's like, this chocolate chip cookie is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
And that is the Dave Portnoy special, is a slice of pizza and a chocolate chip cookie.
And so we went and found it, and it was like in walking distance. And to say it was the best chocolate chip cookie I've ever had is an understatement.
Yeah, like
wow.
Yeah,
you might not agree with the pizza rating because everybody got a different way they like their pizza.
That's right.
But, like, I don't like crunchy cookies. And this thing was crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside. It was, like, it was the chocolate was still melted, but it wasn't fresh, but it was still great.
It was
like,
so good. Whoa. And then they made, like, I'm a big fan of matcha tea. And, like, they made it and very traditionally, like, in front of me. It was, like, there's so many different gems that we stumble upon in Tucson.
No pun intended, hey?
That's right.
Yeah. I had probably, I'm from the East Coast, like, you know, 40%
what part of the East
of
Coast?
Cape Breton Island.
Okay. All
right. So I'm a big fish fan.
Yeah.
And I had, and probably one of my favorite fish is steelhead trout.
Okay.
And I had truly, hands down, the best steelhead trout I've ever had in my life.
Really?
As a matter of fact, we were sitting outside, and being the Canadians where they kept pointing the heaters at us, and we kept saying, like,
yeah, no thank you. Yeah,
we're
good.
Away, and people were walking by with puffy coats and looking at us, but we were so comfortable, and we had, I think Leanna had salmon, and we both had fish.
Yeah.
So I'm not leaving Alberta to have beef.
That's right. That's exactly it.
So I wish, I'm a foodie, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the spices were.
Yeah.
And the pile of, like, asparagus and charred vegetables and stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
Was, I'm not kidding, hands down, the best steelhead trout I've ever had.
That's awesome.
I still think, I'm still trying to figure out what that mix of stuff was so I can repeat it myself.
Yeah.
So, so very good.
That's awesome.
Knowing Tucson, it was probably, like, a bunch of herbs that were grown in some guy's backyard, and the fish was probably caught, like, yesterday. And
It sure felt that way.
Yeah,
it was
they nailed it. But listen, Tanner's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. But before we start that, another Cape Breton local, but local to Fort McMurray now, Carrie from Patchouli Rose has an ad. Tanner, let's see Carrie's ad.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is one piece of art that inspires you the most?
Actually, it's a super easy one. I look at it every morning when I get up. When I was about 5 years old, back in Cape Breton, we had a lady living with us. One of those things you don't question when you were a kid. Why is this person living with you?
Yeah.
She was a friend of my parents, an incredible artist. Okay. And we were at an old homestead that my grandparents had up in way out in the country. A lot of people there only spoke Gaelic. And we were sitting looking over Lake
Ames. Gaelic?
Yeah, old Scottish area. And my grandparents had land there when they came. They bought land there. And it was on Lake Ainslie. There is Loch Lomond for Cape Bretoners.
Yeah.
And the sun was going down. We were waiting for my dad coming back from fishing. And this lady had a piece of butcher paper, like just butcher paper, and some oil pastels. And she quickly, she quickly sketched the sunset. So there's the rolling hill and the lake in the background and the spruce trees and the old broken down fence. Just a simple pastoral thing.
Yeah.
And the sunset. And I remember thinking at the time, one, it was like magic.
Yeah.
Like, this woman had what to me was kind of crayons and this piece of brown paper. And she made this beautiful thing. And her name was Jean Jock. I found out later she did all of the art that's at the at Louisburg in Cape Breton, all of the pieces on the wall.
Right.
Anyway, I remember looking at it and thinking, I'm going to do that one day.
Yeah.
And my mom gave me the piece for Christmas years ago before she passed. So I put it so that it's the first thing I see when I get up in the morning.
That's awesome. Good story.
Question number two. What is one TV show you watched growing up that you wish still existed?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. TV was a big deal. I mean, I was the channel changer.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell my age a little bit. There was like three stations. You know what? I really wish there were only six hockey teams again and I could sit and watch hockey with my dad.
There you go. Good answer.
Question number three. What is one art form that people would be surprised to know you like?
Wow. Since I like all art, that's probably a tough one because I don't know if someone would be shocked by anything I like because I like I'm very partial to sculptures.
Okay.
Outside sculpture, but I don't think anyone would be shocked by that. I like unrealistic things, fantasy,
okay,
that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Question number four. What is one place or store in Tucson you think everyone who goes should experience?
That's easy. That little art center that we went to that had, it was like going from, it was like you'd been let loose in an old house and every room had something new to explore. And then you popped out in this courtyard where there was a record store and a proper restaurant or a food truck. I mean, was just such a fabulous place. Plus, there was a bunch of vintage stuff there.
Yep.
Although it's a sad statement when what they're calling vintage is basically what I wore in university.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
I'm going to find that store's name right now.
Yeah, it was...
I got it on my phone.
Okay. Yep. And your final question. What do you think is the most underrated place to get food in Fort McMurray?
Holy crap. That's a tough one. Underrated? Well,
I missed it. What was the question?
What do you think is the most underrated place to get food in Fort McMurray?
There's a place not that far down, two streets down from Keanu, Ethiopian and African food, Mary, I forget the name of it. You'd probably describe it as a hole in the wall.
Okay.
But, man, rice and chicken, rice and meat.
Yeah.
Just that's a great little spot.
There we go.
Zimbabwe?
No, it starts with an M.
Mike Bob?
Yes, that's it.
There we go.
Great spot.
Those have been your five questions.
The place in Tucson that you're talking about is called Old Town Artisan.
Exactly.
Old Town Artisan. Yeah, it was really nice. And stay tuned for the video. I think we did interview a local shop owner there.
You were interviewing him when we passed through.
Yeah, he was a indigenous local shop owner.
We weren't really sure because you were
native.
Behind the counter. who was working there?
Yeah.
He prefers native.
Yeah, he does.
I remember hearing
he does.
That.
Yeah. He's just like, I am Native American. So like, can you call me Native American? I was like,
whatever
you want me to call you, bro. Once you're giving me the permission to say it, I'll say it. So
yeah, exactly right.
He was so cool. Such a lovely guy.
Yeah,
so,
he was probably the easiest person we convinced to film down there.
And I was not expecting, like, everybody was easy to film. Like, everybody, as soon as we said, hey, you want to film a podcast? Like, sure. But he was one guy that I was like, there's no way he's going to say yes. And he was like, I'd love to. Like,
he
can
was
we
the
do
only,
it right now?
Yeah, he was the only guy who didn't ask follow-up questions.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, let's do it. We're good. We're like, do you have to run your store right now? He's like, nah, I'll film.
Yeah.
That was like, awesome.
Yeah,
he was a cool guy. The whole vibe of Tucson was just really cool. I can't wait to go back. We're planning another trip in February. We don't know when, though. But we found out, like, while we were down there, we found out there's the biggest crystal rock and gem show in the world.
Ooh.
That happens in February. But then we were just chatting with Mike Jones, and it turns out that Super Bowl is happening, and it's being hosted, not in Tucson, but, like, an hour down the road from Tucson in February also. So now I got to really think about what dates
like
I want to go
million,
down there.
Like, that whole second part is, like...
Yeah, snooze to you. But the party scene, like... And the story,
the
like, listen,
gemstone,
I...
Gemstone, like, as an artist, that's interesting.
Well, it's
I
the biggest
jewelry.
Crystal and gems show in the world. And suppose, like, it's a 11-day thing where, like, you can't go anywhere without seeing them. People set up their shops and parking lots and everything. And they're in, like, the stadiums and whatnot. So they have, like, the bigger shows and there's concerts and everything around it. But I guess, like, no matter where you go, there are crystals and gems and stones everywhere. But the price point, and Tanner's getting a little bit nervous because I haven't, like, settled on a date yet. But I guess, like, Airbnbs and hotels, like, just go
it'll be the crazy
through
time.
The roof.
They go through the roof, and that's if you can find them, right? Like, they book up there so quickly for the event that, like, you need to be getting your stuff in December now so that you can even get anything down there.
Interesting.
Yeah, so...
Now, by the way, Super Bowl tickets, $7,000 right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's next week's budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was told by... So I have staff and board too. Indigenous staff, rural arts support. These are indigenous staff who work in the arts community.
Right.
Who were really disappointed I didn't give them more advanced time because I guess some of the best beads. So if you're a beader, some of the best beads around that I should have been looking for beading stores while I was in Tucson and fabric stores. So that'll be my next trip.
My uncle's a paleontologist, and he goes to the Tucson Rock and Gem Show because they sell dinosaur fossils. They sell beads. They sell, like, anything that has to do with a rock that was in the ground 1,000 million years ago. They sell at this show.
Wow.
Biggest in the world. Like, and we were chatting with...
I feel there's a podcast coming.
Oh, yeah. Like...
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Like, we're thinking
bring
so.
You, bring your...
And like, have any on this morning, but I usually see that in full effect. And they said it's like it's a global Dubai, and like if you are, this is like all the you are, this is like all the whole
paleontology. Like paleontologists looking for rocks that they can break open and find. To like people who do like beaches and stuff.
Supposedly supposed to be really cool.
I found you've been to my house, backyard,
right.
And after the wall.
Yeah.
So we're big. It's kind of nerdy, but it's fun. So I happen to notice those cactus, excuse me, the ones, you know, the typical sort of arm.
Serenia cactuses.
So we learned that, of course, they're only in the lowlands, not in the highlands,
right.
That they're protected, all that sort of thing. But I started noticing holes in them, like these holes. And so I started asking, thinking, well, of course, imagining that was birds, to discover that they are inhabited by miniature owls, pygmy owls, and that the holes are dug by woodpeckers. I went down, you know, a research hole that lasted a while. But apparently the woodpeckers dig out the holes.
Yeah.
And then these little pygmy owls, which are actually raptors, I guess they're quite vicious, live in these little holes. So now my next trip to Tucson, I'm obsessed with finding a little pygmy owl I can look at.
Fascinating.
How cool is that?
That's so cool.
Hopefully it doesn't terrorize you.
Yeah. So listen, Tanner hit his watch, so that means we're out of time. But thank you very much for coming today.
You're welcome.
Can't wait to have you back again and again and again. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, absolutely. Arts Council Wood Buffalo, the arts incubator in the former cinema on Manning. We take possession today, probably as I'm speaking. Leanna's getting the keys. We'll be in the process of turning that into a very special place with a lot of exciting things happening in downtown. It will be the heart of downtown revitalization. Join us, as I used to say to my mom when I was in college, don't write, send money.
That's awesome. There you go. Well, once again, thank you for coming on. I like how you signed off. That's fantastic. For McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your guys' ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.